More than 4,000 Fort Drum troops are on missions in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places around the world. We've heard a lot about the soldiers, but less about their families. Many are still here at the grocery store, Sunday church services, the playground, going on with their lives. It could be as long as 9 months or even a year before their soldier returns home. WRVO's Julia Botero recently spent time with a soldier and his family on Fort Drum as they prepared to say goodbye.
The floor of Staff Sergeant Matt Harper's garage is covered in duffel bags. There's a stack of neatly folded shirts, another of just gloves and hats. Matt is packing for his fourth deployment with the Army. In a few days, he'll board a plane to Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan.
What is, like, the one thing that you definitely cannot forget?
When you get there, the big thing you're going to want to keep track of is your weapon. It happens. There's always one guy who, like, leaves it in the bathroom or something, and that's the big no-no if you lose that.
Matt says it takes time to get used to constantly carrying your weapon.
And that thing will be strapped to me for the next 12 months.
Matt will be deploying to Afghanistan with 200 soldiers in his unit. Close to 3,000 Fort Drum troops are already there. Inside Matt's home, his wife Paige is heating up leftovers. She places a bowl of soup in front of their 4-year-old daughter.
It's probably still hot, Lainey.
We're going to let it cool, okay?
Paige and Matt met when Matt was stationed at Fort Hood in Texas back in 2005. Matt is from a small town in Georgia. Paige grew up next to the base. While they were dating, Matt found out he was about to deploy.
Oh my gosh, I remember I was sitting in my car and he called me and he said, I just wish you would be here waiting for me. And, you know, just stuff like that. And I'm like, oh God, he's suckering me. And
they got married a month before Matt left. Now they have two children. Logan, their oldest, is 5.
Boys, but I brought my Star Wars toys.
Paige says being away from Matt for months was hard but doable.
The first two deployments, we didn't have kids. So I meant we just, you know, went with, you know, our everyday lives and went to work and did our thing.
But then Paige and Matt started a family.
I was pregnant with Lainey during the third deployment.
Matt looks relaxed when he talks about what lies ahead for him. He's no longer an infantry soldier on a combat mission. On this tour, he'll be working on base fixing computers.
When I compare what I do now to the first two deployments, I don't really get as stressed out. I mean, yeah, it's a long time. I don't feel overwhelmed about it or anything, but I feel okay about this one.
Overwhelmed is the word to describe how I feel pretty much.
Paige sees this next deployment very differently.
I think this deployment out of all of them is going to be the toughest to go around, especially with the kids. Now that they're at that age, 4 and 5, they're able to, you know, understand.
This is becoming one of the hardest things about military life for Matt and Paige. On one hand, there's less stress for Matt. The mission has changed, and he's more confident in his job. But for Paige, these same deployments are now getting a lot tougher, and they'll continue to be harder as the children grow.
I'm usually the one to say it. Guys, let's go love on Daddy because he's only got a couple more days. And so, and then Logan's like, what?
Lainey climbs onto Matt's lap. He's bouncing her up and down on his knee. On the inside of Matt's left arm is a tattoo of Logan's footprint from the day he was born. Matt will be in Afghanistan when Logan turns 6 in a few weeks.
How long that new Star Wars movie's coming out?
Ooh, I don't know. Next year sometime, maybe?
He's all in Star Wars.
We'll go put it on. You know how to get through it.
Matt plans to stay with the Army for the full 20 years. They know that after this tour, he'll be asked to leave again.
And it's just, it's whatever. I really don't have any choice. That's the thing. I don't have any choice.
Matt and Paige won't be joining the other families at Fort Drum at the gymnasium on departure day to say goodbye. They say the scene is just too emotional. Instead, Paige and the kids will be dropping Matt off at the curb outside the gym, just like at the airport, when someone you love leaves on a trip. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero at Fort Drum.